Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I usually smuggle a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my pants. I have the freedom to do that, right? To make inappropriate decisions.
How did we get there on this show that the conversation actually had you saying out loud, I'm going to smuggle a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my pants?
Were we talking about going into theaters where you're not supposed to take your own food?
I'm less concerned about that than I am about the whoopee thing.
The whoopee thing?
Well, how did we get there? Like,
What?
What are we? What happens on this show? I try to pay attention, but not always.
Whoopee.
Sorry. We go off the rails.
Do people still call it whoopee? Goodness.
What was that show?
Wasn't that like 1950s? Leave It to Beaver, I think they called it.
It was The Dating Game, right? Where was the strangest place you've ever made whoopee, right? Wasn't it The Dating Game?
I don't know. I was at the library.
Maybe The Newlywed Game.
Might have been Newlywed.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? The strangest. I guarantee that the listeners will tell me on the text line, 651-989-9226. They're going to tell me. I get it. Some troubling statistics in the news today. I know we want to get to Ukraine, but also 15 million dead of COVID globally?
Globally, 15 million. That's three times higher than what was reported to the World Health Organization over the last 2 years. 15 million worldwide, 4.7 million of that in India. That's 10 times higher than official records suggest. And here in the United States, it's 1 million. 1 million dead prematurely. That 15 million also factors in people who died because they couldn't get the medical care they needed because hospitals were full of people suffering from COVID. So it's that's a big number. And for people 2 years ago who said, it's just a little flu, it's just like the seasonal flu. No. Seasonal flu kills 10, 20, maybe 50,000 people every winter. This is a whole nother level. And we haven't seen this in 100 years.
But we have gotten to the point where even Fauci said that we're not in the pandemic phase. I know we sort of rolled that back a little bit, but it's more of an endemic thing. Like we're all going to get it, but we don't have to be so panicked and because fewer people are going to die from it. It's not as dire. We now have vaccines. We now have treatments for it. We have monoclonal antibodies. We have things like that. So we're in a different phase of, 15 million includes when we had no vaccines, where, we didn't know anything about it. And there were zero treatments for it. And nobody knew who was at risk or what to do about it. So hopefully we're in a place now where it's become more manageable.
And I was struck, we had that caller in the 3 o'clock hour, Randy called from southeastern Minnesota. And he said the whole family got together, eight of them. They were all vaccinated and boosted, and they all got COVID.
Oh,
and
devastating.
He is still, struggling with that. And because you get vaccinated, it doesn't mean you're bulletproof. You're not a Marvel superhero. You're probably still going to get it. The difference is the people that are vaxxed and boosted, especially boosted, the symptoms usually aren't as bad, right? You feel like crap for a couple of days, and then you get over it. And hopefully you don't wind up with long COVID. I'm trying to figure out, and I haven't seen any data with long COVID because I can't afford brain fog. I have enough brain fog on a good day.
Honey, I have brain fog.
Yeah.
I can't afford any more.
Yeah.
That's right. And I've already had COVID. And knock wood, Dr. Poland said that even if you get long COVID, it comes on a few weeks after. But the further you get out of your recovery from COVID, the less likely you are to have long COVID. And I had thank God, a very short bout. I got monoclonal antibodies. I had been boosted and vaxxed, prior to that. So hopefully that really held down my viral load, which then led to a quicker recovery with no long COVID. And I'm still hoping that, but I got other problems.
Well, yeah, you got an extra serving or two or 10, and but the Mayo Clinic will take care of that. But I really struggle with the whole long COVID thing when it comes to insurance and disability. And are you covered? If you're knocked out with brain fog for a couple of weeks and breathing problems, you know, are you covered? I guess it depends on your insurance. But good grief. I mean, a lot of families are dealing with this right now.
Quickly, I know we also wanted to talk about Ukraine. We spoke with Joe Lindsley yesterday, our reporter in Lviv. You can see that interview on the Facebook and Twitter from WCCO. You can also see a link to it on my Instagram at Jordana Verde. But you also had a couple of interesting tidbits that we wanted to mention about Ukraine, because we're always thinking about the situation there.
Today is day 70, the 70th day of Mad Vlad's invasion of Ukraine, which has seen thousands have been killed, more than 13 million people displaced, the worst refugee crisis Europe has faced since World War II. Apparently Putin, there are reports from credible sources that he's being treated for cancer.
And really,
his team at the Kremlin have made threats to nuke NATO if it continues to arm Ukraine. There has been saber rattling with Sweden and with Finland, who both want to join NATO. They've been neutral forever. And in light of what just happened to Ukraine, they're like, you know, maybe we should team up with the winning team and go with NATO.
Get some protections, because, you know, nobody thought that it was going to end with Ukraine. The world is not foolish enough to think like, oh, he'll just take Ukraine and then he'll be satisfied. Absolutely not. This is a lunatic who wants to reunite the USSR. So no, you know, we're not idiots.
Hey, Jura, we do have military advisors right now who are training Ukrainian forces outside of the Ukraine. Hundreds of Americans are being used to train the Ukrainian soldiers on artillery systems, drones, radars. So they have to take these troops out of their country, and they're training at multiple locations in Europe within NATO jurisdiction. And this has picked up quite a bit since early April. Switchblade drones. 220 Ukrainians have been trained on U.S. artillery. There's a new howitzer, a 10,000-pound system that can be towed by vehicles. It can hit targets up to 18 miles away with 155-millimeter rounds. 90 of these systems have been promised to Kyiv from Washington. So the whole idea is to be able to take on the Russian Federation infantry and have the ability to do that. So we'll keep you posted, but
we just hope there's resolution soon, because it can't go on like this.
Yeah, I agree.
On a much more first world problem-y note, and because we're ending early and I want to talk about this tomorrow, I am having a laundry crisis.
What?
The laundry machine broke a few days ago.
Oof.
And it did not occur to me how reliant we are on a simple washing machine. Now, I understand our ancestors, you know, washed clothes on rocks by a riverside at a lake. I get that stuff happened. But boy, are we so spoiled, me in particular, because I love my washing machine. We do a lot. I got three teenagers, a lot of laundry in this house. And it broke and I'm paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
Again, first world problem. I feel paralyzed.
Are people wearing the same clothes, or what's going on? I'm afraid to ask.
We're turning the underwear inside out. You know, we're getting a little ripe. So I'll share that story. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, but some laughs when we return. So it happened. My washing machine broke. The washing machine for laundry. And I didn't realize how dependent we are on the washing machine. Now, the kids have been doing their own laundry for years. It was Marley's chore when they started being old enough to have chores. It was Marley's chore to do the laundry for her brother and sister. They had other chores. And since she left for college, you know, they do their own laundry. It's not hard. You throw it in the machine, you throw in a pod, you hit start, you're done.
Yeah.
We don't do fancy separating. It's not hard. So, and every piece of clothing that we buy in my house must go in the washing. Don't give me any of this dry clean only stuff, because it goes in the wash and we're done. So it broke and I've become paralyzed.
Well,
how am I going to?
Why can't it be fixed? What's wrong with it?
Well, some dude came and said that it's going to be $500. And Mark's like, no way am I paying $500. I can get a new machine for that. You know, you can buy a new machine or $800. You know, that's ridiculous to pay to fix it. So he was waiting for somebody. It's an LG, for somebody from LG to come. And I don't know. We're waiting for them to come. But while we're waiting, literally, we've been paralyzed because we can't do laundry. And I don't know why we don't think to just throw our underwear in the sink, because, of course, that's what we're going to start doing. But I found a service that does laundry, and I'm going to tell you, it makes me feel like the most spoiled, because this is the first time I used it. I feel so privileged and spoiled, but oh my gosh, thank God for this laundry service. I literally left two hampers full of laundry outside on the front porch, and you know, this is an online service. It's an app. They came, they took my laundry yesterday. It's
like
already.
Uber for your dirty laundry.
That's exactly what
they
it
come
is.
Come and pick it up?
It is Uber for your laundry.
Wow.
And I only hope that my husband doesn't let me fall into this trap of using this service forever.
Really?
It's so nice when somebody else does your laundry.
Yeah, how expensive
but,
is
but
it?
But it originally got me thinking, Paul, what is the one appliance in your home? Because clearly mine is the laundry machine. Because I can do the dishes, or Mark can do the dishes. He does the dishes. You know, he's fine with it. But what is the one appliance in your home that you absolutely cannot live
microwave.
Without? Oh, really?
Keeping me alive. Oh, yeah. Just to heat stuff
really?
Up, leftovers.
But Lori cooks. She's an excellent cook.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Not in the microwave.
Yeah. But I would say that the microwave would be at the top of my list.
Okay.
Yeah.
David, what about you? Are there any appliances? I mean, don't say lawnmower.
Yeah, no, it's not the lawnmower. And the microwave is ridiculous.
The weed whacker.
There's other ways to heat things up. That's a ridiculous
thing. Well, it's fast. I want to push a button.
I think the water heater, I think, to me, would be more important even than the washer. Because you're not, like, taking baths and washing dishes. And there's, like, all of those functions that you... I mean, I guess you can still do them, but... I mean, if our hot water goes out, like, we're going somewhere else to shower. I don't think we're taking cold showers.
Yeah, you're
showers.
Screwed.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
that would be a tough one.
But, George, there's always a plan B. There's always a plan C. There's always a plan D. I'm going to just mention one word that comes to mind. Listening to your problem, and that word is commando. I mean, you have the freedom in this country.
Fair.
Nobody will know except you.
I don't leave the house either, so you're right. I could be naked. You're right. But
then you have to wash the pants more often, Paul. That's how that works.
That's true. Or the chair.
How did our ancestors do this? I mean, really?
Again, they wash their laundry by a river on a rock, and they let it, you know, hang dry. I get it. That's why it makes me feel so spoiled, being completely paralyzed. The fact that the laundry machine is not working. A texter says, Jor, have you thought about a laundromat or a family who does not have a washer? Again, I get it. I realize there were solutions to this problem, but it didn't. And now I've thought it through, and I've even found this incredible service that I'm thrilled about. But I remember going to a laundromat, like in college, or you would go to the bank of washing machines in college.
All the quarters.
And my underwear got stolen out of there. I had to sit there while it was...
Wait. Back up. Somebody stole your underwear?
Yes, all of it. All of it. And I had no panties for a while in college until I could get a ride to the store, which was harder than it used to be. Do not clip that.
This is how I get all my material, is you say ridiculous things, and then I...
It wasn't ridiculous. It was
somebody stole my panties.
He did. But somebody thought it was a fun prank.
Oh, yeah.
I left my laundry in the dryer, and somebody went and picked all my panties out of the dryer, and I probably went commando for a while. I don't remember what happened. But
back to the future.
There was no
it can be
Amazon.
Done.
I needed to go I don't know. I needed to go to whatever Target. They didn't have Target then. Henry Lake is texting me. He wrote, I stole them. Henry, give them back from 1990. Give them back.
That's weird. I always suspected but that again, about Henry.
What is the
this
one
explains
appliance?
A lot.
I know. You can't live without. We're going to have to talk about it tomorrow because we have a Twins game on. And there's a solution to every problem. Yes, laundromat. Yes, Commando. But also this amazing app I found that they'll do your laundry in a day.
What's the name of the app? What's it called?
I have to check, but I think it's called like Sudster or something.
Sudster.
I'll have to check.
We could also start a GoFundMe for you if you'd like, just to,
oh, stop
to
it.
Get that,
oh my God.
That engine recalibrated.
I'm so spoiled.
Please.
No, I'm sorry. Twins pregame is next. Thanks for hanging out with our stupidity today. We appreciate you. Tomorrow we'll be back and we promise a happy hour. Go Twins.
One word, Commando.
As a woman, I would want some panties.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.